George, he has no idea who I am.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Oh, I do.
Okay.
He was in the legislature for 8 years. You know,
not with Governor LePage, though.
You were ahead of me.
We passed in the night, Governor, so we weren't together. But
right. I started to.
I do know who you are.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I started
to
say that.
I have your picture on my wall.
Well, it's about time.
Wanted.
It's about time.
I started to say, why don't I turn the tables and ask the governor to interview us? But he virtually does anyway, so. Yesterday, Dakota gets freedom. Now, we'll start with a lot of other things we want to talk about. But Dakota the dog, you know, you pardoned the dog.
Yes.
The dog finally got a court ruling where it's going to live, but it's been banned from Waterville in Kennebec County. It's going to live with a vet and eventually be rehabilitated, I guess. We're not going to find out, though, in court whether or not you had the legal power to do it.
Well, yeah. No, we will, because I'm going to re-pardon him again, and then we're going to challenge it, because I do believe that the judge just ignored the pardon, and I think that was an error in her judgment.
So I read you, I often have to, you're going to file this, you're going to pardon this dog a second time.
I'm going to pardon a second time, because what's happened now is they're penalizing the dog, and they should have penalized the owner.
All right. That's an interesting choice. We're always making news on the show. I didn't know that. I thought maybe this had come to an end, but...
Well, I'm looking into it. I'm not so sure I agree. I think that Dakota living is the most important thing. I think that's really important. But there's a point of law here, I believe, that is being ignored. And I think that maybe we ought to take a look at it.
All right.
Governor LePage, what do you think about the situation? I'm kind of curious. George and I were speaking earlier about this, you know, the tweeting thing. In fact, I tweeted you this morning. You don't follow me, but I follow you. But so is it a matter of public record? There's been some debate with regard to your friend President Trump that he can't delete tweets because they're a matter of now public record as a president. What do you think about that, Governor, and how do you feel with regard to your own Twitter page and comments that are posted?
I don't know. I don't have a Twitter page. I don't know who handles it. I've never been on it. I've never put anything there. I think somebody tweets.
It's on Facebook. Yeah.
He's on Twitter, too.
I don't have anything to do with that, and it's not in my office. I think there's a Twitter. I think Adrian might have a Twitter page. But the governor's office does not have a Facebook. We don't do any of that.
All right.
I'm just. I had one when I was campaigning. And they told me there was no good that would come out of it, so I shut it down, and I've not been on a Facebook in years.
All right. So yeah, and the ACLU has picked up on it, as you know, and. Yeah.
That's another good. But it's a good point, though. I think, in one respect, I commend the ACLU for being on top of it. So the issue becomes: if somebody has a Facebook and they use my name, is it my Facebook?
If they
it's
have,
a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question, Governor. I know if it's a Twitter account, they're supposed to say, we're not actually him or her. I don't know on Facebook though.
I don't know either, and I'm not on it, and so it's the lawyers are handling it, and we'll get a report, and they'll move forward and do whatever they have to do, I guess.
You know, it's kind of fascinating in this new age
George,
that we're in.
This is one thing I would like to say.
Go.
If I'm listening to the radio, like you said, you make radio. If I'm listening to the radio and I don't like what I'm hearing and I turn you off, is that a violation of your First Amendment rights?
No, absolutely not.
In fact, if you text me, Governor, I'll turn them off for you.
No, we always try to present both sides of the story. Sometimes we're accused of only going one way. You and I were at an event not long ago which was well done, and you gave a great presentation at the church where we talked about the opioid problems here in Maine. I noticed yesterday that our good friend Julie Rabinowitz, who is the Department of Labor Director of Policy, also had a meeting, and she made the point that Maine employers should not be testing for marijuana because without changes to the state law, we don't know where we're going. Now, you've appointed this group to work trying to figure it all out.
No, I didn't. The legislature did.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with that group.
You had no appointments on there. Well, I stand corrected.
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, that is purely legislative, And I, that's a clear separation of powers there. And I welcome to do whatever they think is right. But in my mind, George, if it was me, I would have repealed the People's Initiative, because I believe there's no good that's going to come out of recreational marijuana or medical marijuana. And matter of fact, my concern is this. If you keep medical marijuana and you have recreational marijuana, there's going to be a rush for everybody becoming a caregiver. We've already seen it. We're up to they're telling me it's between 3,000 and 4,000 people already. And a year ago, we only had like 900. So everybody's moving over because nobody wants to pay the tax. So if it would have been me, I would have just repealed it and said, listen, federal law says it's illegal. Let's move to the federal government. Let them deal with this. In fact, I'm urging Jeff Sessions to put the hammer down on states that have recreational marijuana.
Well, we'll see if Jeff Sessions is still there. Governor, LD 1170, somebody has asked me to ask you, and we have a whole bunch of these coming up. This is the one on the smoking products at age 21. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
I vetoed it.
It is now vetoed.
Yes, and go back up on August 2nd, and they'll decide what to do with it.
And the reasons for your veto on this one. This was, you can smoke it at 18, but you can't buy it till you're 21.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my reasoning is very this. If you go in the back of my office, I have a whole lot of pictures, some flags of deceased young men under 21. I'm not going to strap a gun to their shoulder and go fight a war if they can't go buy cigarettes. I'm going to tell you, this is just sinful. It is absolutely sinful. And I believe that at 18, they're mature enough to make the decision. And I'm tired of living in a society where we social engineer our lives. We don't even let our kids go to work till they're 16 in Maine. This is crazy. We just tried to change that law. Let our children grow up and be good adults, and let them make their own responsible decisions. And look, I used to smoke, and I've given it up. It's the easiest thing in the world. I've done it several times. No problem.
Yeah, I did 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was tough. The New Jersey legislature, though, has passed a similar Tobacco 21 bill. Governor Christie, I guess, signed that one this week. So we're not the only state dealing with it. In New Jersey, they did sign it. But Maine is going
And I like Chris Christie, but this is one place, one area that we would separate on policy, because I don't believe that social engineering a society is going to create a good society.
And then we're dealing with handheld devices. We're just so many things that the legislature is throwing out there every year that impacts us. That one went to your desk also.
Yeah, and I feel the same way about that. Let me tell you why. It didn't go far enough in some respects and too far in others. The technology is there. Let the technology come forward and take care of this problem. My bigger issue is going down and watching women put on makeup in the morning, people drinking coffee and a muffin on the way to work, having a sandwich. And so there's all kinds of other issues that are out there in driving. We have a distracted driver law. We have a texting law. If they're not working, let's figure out why they're not working and make them work. This whole idea of one push button on your phone, let's go to the car dealers and say, okay, let's put some technology in there that are hand-free.
So that's on your hit list.
That's already been vetoed.
I can say one thing, and you've heard this argument, Governor. I'm a police chief in Penobscot County, and that one of the arguments with law enforcement is it's a very hard law to enforce, because the automatic defense from a driver is that I was just about to make a phone call, I was accepting a phone call, and that takes away the ability oftentimes for law enforcement to prosecute texting and driving cases.
Well, you know something, that's not quite correct, because if you take the phone, you confiscate the phone, and you look at it, you can tell whether they're trying to run a number or a text, because it's recorded into the phone.
Except you need a search warrant to do that. You can't take it automatically.
That's what I'm saying. So let's fix the laws. Let's not just add laws. If it's not working, let's figure out why it's not working. To make a phone, to say that you can't, I'll tell you what, I got a solution to the whole problem.
I'm listening. J'écoute.
Every driver has to have both hands on the wheel.
There you go.
At all the time. If you don't, that's an offense.
George, he's talking to you.
Not talking to me. I have both hands on the wheel. Governor, we're running out of time. Quickly, before we leave you, threw up a, I say trial balloon, but that's a reporter's word. You might get into the race against Senator King if Brakey doesn't get his act together. You're still on that same place?
Yeah, I've been watching what the senator's doing. I will tell you, his position on health care is so bad for Maine, and I thought he was a U.S. senator representing Maine. It's going to cost $400 to $500 million the way he's talking, and even worse, both senators, if they do nothing, it's going to be devastating because we can't afford Obamacare as it's written because insurers are leaving the state. They have to do something. And that's the problem I'm having is neither one of them is addressing the issue. They're punting, kick the can down the road. And I know it's an election, but we have to have representation. The people of Maine deserve better.
So that's an answer to my question. That's still a maybe. You're going to get in.
That's I'm looking at it very strongly. There's a lot of people asking me to run. I'm telling you, it's I'm getting more pressure to run for Senate than I ever did for governor.
All right, we're going to leave it there because I don't push any further. But that's going to be an interesting story, Governor. Always happy to have you on. We look forward. Rick will be back next week.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
If we can get him out of Scotland.
Chief, let's sit down and figure out a solution to this telephone issue.
Anytime, Governor. It'd be my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.